That's right, Nita. Australia's ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, paid his respects to the deceased at the scene of the attack on Monday after a Palestinian drove a truck into a crowd of IDF cadets in Jerusalem on Sunday, killing four and injuring more than a dozen others. Now, Dave Sharma, he also visited two of the injured soldiers in hospital and said that Australia condemns unreservedly yesterday's vicious attack. He said Australia mourns the loss of four young innocent lives and extends its heartfelt sympathies to their families and their loved ones, and dearly hope for the recovery of those fighting their injuries in hospital. Nita, Hamas praised the attack as heroic. The Fatah movement of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas labelled the Palestinian attacker a martyr, while in Gaza, sweets were handed out to celebrate the atrocity. Anton Block, the president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, said these acts of glorification of terror and incitement to further violence must stop. He said the Australian Jewish community shares the sorrow, grief and anger caused by this barbaric crime, and said we pray for the souls of the murdered and for their families to be granted strength at this terrible time. Now, Nita, a former Sydney sider was actually one of the first emergency responders on the scene of the attack. His name is Dovi Meyer. He moved to Israel in 2014. He's a Moriah College graduate and he's a Hatzalah volunteer. He says, after arriving a few minutes later to the scene of chaos, we began to triage those who were suffering from shock and deal with those who were injured. Dovi Meyer said, may this be the last terror attack we ever have to go to, the last sleepless night we have thinking about what else we could have done, the last time Am Yisrael has to mourn the loss of another child.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the community is also mourning the loss of two leaders, local leaders. One is Daniel Simons, aged 23, who died tragically, and the other is Ben Cohen, aged 50, the son of the late Sir Zelman Cohen, who was killed in a paragliding crash.
That is correct. Nita, some very sad news for our community this week. As you said, tributes have been paid to 23-year-old Daniel Simons, who passed away tragically after an accident last Friday. A stalwart of a number of communal organizations, Daniel Simons was hailed this week as a young man who had a significant impact on both the community of Sydney, where he grew up, and Melbourne, where he moved to 4 years ago. Danny Lamb, the president of Mizrahi in Melbourne, said, we were devastated with the tragic passing of Daniel, who had integrated himself with the Mizrahi community since his arrival 4 years ago. His loss will be felt by all. After graduating from Moriah College, Daniel was involved in several groups, including B'nai Akiva Sydney and Melbourne, the Friendship Circle, the Community Security Group, and the North Caulfield Maccabi Football Club. Daniel's Moriah College school coordinator, Joe Gluckman, recalled that he was inclusive and inspiring to all those who came across him. She says that she remembers Daniel well as a young man of integrity, community-mindedness, and who always considered the needs of others. And Nita, as you said, the Jewish community was in mourning this week after news that Ben Cohen, youngest child of former Governor General, the late Sir Zelman Cohen, was killed in a paragliding crash. The 50-year-old of Melbourne was paragliding near Fairhaven on Victoria's Surf Coast on Sunday afternoon when he plunged 15 metres and was thrown into a cliff before falling on a roadway. Paramedics were called to the scene within minutes as locals rushed to his aid, but they were not able to revive Cohen, who had suffered critical head and leg injuries. Rabbi Shimon Cohen told the Jewish News this week that his younger brother's fatal crash was a terrible tragedy and described him as a good man and a proud Jew with a bounding spirit. He was a person of boundless positivity, generosity and good naturedness. Some very sad news for our community this week, Nita.
Yeah, he left a wife and three children. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the AJN reports this week that Labour MP Michael Danby is cynical about Abbott's embassy call.
Nita, Melbourne Ports MP Michael Danby has dismissed Tony Abbott's call for the Australian government to move its Israel embassy to Jerusalem as a likely political stunt. Speaking on ABC Radio last week, Michael Danby took a cynical view of the former Prime Minister's proposal for Canberra to relocate its embassy to Jerusalem. It currently is in Tel Aviv. In the article, Tony Abbott stated that an embassy move by Australia, in line with any move by the United States to relocate its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, would demonstrate its unwavering support for Israel as the Middle East's only liberal pluralistic democracy. But Michael Danby, saying that he was cynical about Abbott's moves, pointed out that the ex-Prime Minister had not made a similar proposal while he was Prime Minister from 2013 to 2015. Danby said he wished Mr. Abbott would have said this when he was the Prime Minister.
Evan, I was so excited to read in the AJN about Tasmania's triple bar mitzvahs. I also didn't know that there is a synagogue in Launceston since 1844.
That's right, Nita. This is an amazing story. Before December 2016, the last time Launceston Synagogue celebrated Bar Mitzvah was almost a decade ago. That's why it is unprecedented that there was not one, not two, but three boys from the Tasmanian Synagogue marking their coming of age last month. Now, on December 17, Jesse David Reich and Toby Rudov were called to the Torah, while the following Shabbat, December 24, Yossi Miller had his Bar Mitzvah. Nita, built in 1844, Launceston Synagogue is Australia's second oldest synagogue, with the one in Hobart being the oldest. Today, though, the congregations are small. Services are run every Shabbat in both Launceston and Hobart. Big mazel tov to all three boys on their bar mitzvahs.
Evan, talking about bar mitzvahs, it seems that it's never too late to have a bar mitzvah.
It's never too late to have a bar mitzvah indeed, Nita. David Rubain is no ordinary bar mitzvah boy. In fact, at the age of 73, he might be Sydney's oldest. He demonstrated that age nor disability should be barriers to achieving a lifelong dream when he beautifully read his parsha in front of family and friends at Southern Sydney Synagogue late last month, guided by the shul's minister, Tsuri Avila. It was a very emotional service for David, and a big mazel tov for him becoming a bar mitzvah at the age of 73.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Jewish fashion designer Charlie Brown was announced as 2017 Australia Day Ambassador. What an honour.
It is a great honour for Charlie, a big mazel tov to her. Your listeners are probably well aware of Charlie Brown's career and her history. She started her fashion career in 1982 in San Francisco before moving to Australia in 1985. A decade later, she had her own self-titled label, and her first flagship store opened on Sydney's Oxford Street in 2000, and there are now six stores across Australia and two in New Zealand. Charlie Brown joins the ranks of more than 130 Australian personalities from the fields of sport, entertainment, lifestyle and the arts to help communities across New South Wales celebrate what it means to be Australian this Australia Day.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.